In our gospel for today, we hear Jesus say to his disciples, "If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you." This is a harsh warning for them, and therefore also for us. We could consider three responses to this warning: two severely flawed and one admirable. The first response could be considered as us acting out of fear, as Catholic Christians separating ourselves from the world and therefore from new experiences, acting out of fear of new people, fear of different people, fear of changes and challenges. This reaction can be seen in those who want to have the Catholic Church withdraw from society, withdraw from changes and from others, even reducing in numbers, to what they may see as a more pure church, turning away those who do not worship or pray the desired way, who do not act or maybe even look or speak as the way they might think one should. This reaction of fear wants us to ignore the command of Jesus, that is, to love one another as I have loved you, in that if we were to act in this way, we would only love those who worshipped and acted like we do. And this would lead to our considering those who do not as lesser, as flawed, as sinful. This way is not following the commands of Jesus to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, that is, of all peoples. For there is no one whom we should not wish to welcome into our church. This could lead us to act in charity only in the ways in which we wish to give to others, on our terms, and not being inconvenienced by those in need, but giving charity in a paternalistic and unequal manner. And that is not the way of the early church, for we hear in the Acts of the Apostles how the disciples responded to those in need with charity born out of love, giving of themselves as equals, indeed as one who serves those in need, as Jesus served them when he washed their feet at the Last Supper. To help us reject this path, let us remember the image of Christ washing their feet instead of withdrawing to what we feel is the only way to be Christian. Let us remember that Christ was inconvenienced by people and responded to them, and at times sent out his disciples to be missionaries in the world, even at the risk of them experiencing the hatred and rejection of the world, not withdrawing in fear, not being exclusive. The second way that we could react badly to the hatred of the world is even more insidious, and yet I regret to say that Catholics act in this way and have acted in this way in the past. This second negative reaction to the world is not fear, but a desire for control, for adulation, for power. And it can be manifested by Catholics when we turn the hatred of the world into our tools, our speech, our writings and internet postings. Whenever we act uncharitably towards others, we sin and should turn away from those actions and words, seeking forgiveness and making restitution, seeking healing and taking on the manner of Christ, who did not curse those who tormented him, who did not condemn those who reviled and mocked him, who did not wish the deaths or damnation of those who killed him. But in the second way of reacting negatively against the world, whenever we as members of the faith spread lies or denigrate others, as happens in the media and online all too often, we participate in the hatred of the world, desiring to control rejection by seeking to lead the world to reject others rather than ourselves, desiring to control vitriol and violence as our tools, not suppress these unchristian and yet all too human behaviors. If we were to act in this manner, as sadly some do, even those who purport to be acting as Christ would want them to, We participate in the hatred of the world in a manner that can spread virally, inspiring others to hate and to act on that hatred. This can lead to the actions like those of the gunmen in Buffalo, New York, and Laguna Woods, California, last Saturday and Sunday. Sadly, these actions of racism and hatred are also joined to the violence in recent years at the Tree of Life Synagogue, the Pulse Nightclub, and far too many places where people were deliberately targeted by someone acting out of hatred and revulsion for people whom they saw as different, as not worthy of respect or dignity. We must condemn these actions of hatred and violence against our brothers and sisters, and even more so, we must condemn and vow not to participate in nor spread hatred in our attitudes, our words, our writings, or postings. This reaction of encouraging hatred and division is not limited to those who hate the actions of Christians and people of goodwill who do not follow Christ, but can even be fed and encouraged by those who claim to be acting in the interest of their nation, their ethnicity, their way of life. When people of faith revile others, when we as Catholics speak of other people as evil, as wishing to replace us, of wishing to disrupt our lives by being what we consider different, by coming from a different nation, or by acting or speaking in a way that we revile and mock, then we are reviling and mocking Christ. If we act in this way, we are being the hatred that Jesus warns us against. I will not call out those of our faith who may contribute to this hatred of the world being a weapon against our fellow humans, for I do not wish them to be mocked or reviled in turn. If we want people to turn away from sin and hatred, we should condemn actions and attitudes of hatred, but not those who have those attitudes, and not those who act with hatred. Christ did not mock those who tortured him, but instead called them to conversion, praying that God the Father not condemn them, even as he himself was dying in agony due to their actions against him. The Acts of the Apostles recount the actions of Saul as he persecuted the church, and also of his Damascene conversion into St. Paul. We should rejoice in his conversion and pray that all who mock and revile others likewise have a change of heart and not due to falling off a horse or getting struck by lightning or anything that causes them injury or ridicule. That leads us to our third way of reacting to the hatred of the world against the church that Jesus warned us about. Our actions and attitudes should be actions and attitudes of love, of forgiveness, of prudence, and of discipleship. In the first reading today, the Acts of the Apostles tells how St. Paul and others were traveling and spreading the gospel, and how at times they were prevented by the Holy Spirit from preaching and traveling in certain areas. Yet they persisted and went and preached where they were prudently led by the Holy Spirit. So it should be for us. We should respond to hatred with love, with prayer, and with a resolute desire to act with God in the way that God leads us, in the way that Christ shows us in the Gospels. Let us respond to these actions of hatred by calling ourselves and others to conversion and to communion. Let us love one another as Christ loves us. I close with the prayer of Bishop Mike Fisher of Buffalo, as he calls upon the Blessed Mother for her intercession in healing the wounds of hatred and racism. Mary, friend and mother of us all, through your Son, God has found a way to unite himself in every human being. Called to be one people, sisters and brothers to each other, we ask for your help in calling on your Son, seeking forgiveness for the times when we have failed to love and respect one another. We ask for your help in obtaining from your Son the grace we need to overcome the evil of racism and to build a just society. We ask for your help in following your Son so that prejudice and animosity will no longer infect our minds or hearts, but will be replaced with a love that respects the dignity of each person. Mother of the Church, the Spirit of your Son Jesus warms our hearts. Pray for us.